Hello and welcome once again to A Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Heinkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the Saturday before Epiphany, January 3rd, 2026. St. John writes, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." Today's gospel gives us one of the most significant proclamations in all of Scripture. John the Baptist looks up, sees Jesus approaching the Jordan, and utters the words that have echoed through 20 centuries of Christian worship: "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." We hear those words at every Mass, at the moment just before Holy Communion. They are so familiar that they can slip past us. But in this brief sentence, John the Baptist reveals the entire mission and identity of Christ. The gospel begins, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him. Before John proclaims Jesus, Jesus first approaches him. This is always the order of the spiritual life. God comes towards us before we ever name him. Grace precedes recognition. Jesus does not wait for John to achieve perfect clarity. John says, "I did not know him." And yet Jesus comes anyway. This is our story too. Christ approaches us before our minds are settled, before we understand him, before we are ready. He draws near in the middle of our uncertainties to reveal himself. John's title is striking. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, before any miracles, before any teaching, John points us directly to the mystery of sacrifice. The lamb evokes the Passover lamb whose blood saved Israel. The temple lambs offered morning and evening. The suffering servant who is led like a lamb to the slaughter. From the moment he steps into the public stage, Jesus is already revealed as the one who offers himself. Even the infant lying in the manger is the lamb destined for the altar. At Christmas, we adore the child, but this child will redeem the world through love that bleeds. John uses the singular, sin, not sins. This tells us something profound. Jesus is not merely a divine cleaner, wiping away individual stains one by one. No, he enters into the very root, the deep fracture within humanity, the ancient wound of the heart. He does not simply remove the deeds we regret, he heals the condition that gives rise to them. Christ touches the very source of alienation, the fear, the shame, the self-protection, the deep mistrust of God that keeps us from living freely as children of the Father. He is not a distant judge dealing out punishments and pardons, but a lamb who absorbs our darkness so that we might walk in his light. John recognized recognizes a mystery in Jesus. Though Jesus is younger than he by birth, he ranks ahead of him because his origin is eternal. The one who approaches the riverbank of the Jordan is the same one who hovered over the waters at creation. The babe of Bethlehem is the Ancient of Days. The Lamb is also the eternal Word, through whom all things were made. And yet, astonishingly, he comes with humility, seeking baptism among sinners, entering our brokenness, standing in line with the needy and the guilty. John testifies, "The reason why I came baptizing was that he might be made known." This is the Christian vocation in one sentence. Every aspect of our lives, our work, our relationships, service, suffering, can have this one purpose, that Christ might be made known. We do not need to be eloquent. We do not need certainty as perfect as John's. We simply need to point with our words and our lives towards the one who approaches us. As we draw near to Epiphany, the Church invites us into this contemplative stance. Look up, see Jesus coming towards you, and behold him. When we pray today, perhaps we can let these three movements guide us to look, behold, and receive. To look, to become aware of the ways Christ has recently drawn near, quietly, humbly, personally. To behold, to fix our gaze on him as the Lamb, gentle, sacrificial, unthreatening, yet infinitely strong. Receive. Allow him to take away not only our sins, but the deeper burdens of fear, self-sufficiency, or mistrust that weigh on our hearts. John the Baptist stands before us today, not as a figure of sternness, but of clarity. His whole message is summed up in this one sentence, "Behold, the Lamb of God." As we prepare for Epiphany now, may our eyes be open to recognize the Lamb who approaches us, the Lamb who heals, who restores, who reveals the Father's love, and who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. I invite you to include your prayer petition in the form below and pass it on our way so we can all join together in prayer for the needs of our online community. I invite you to share these words with those who might be nearest to you and invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage as we break open the Word of God in our life. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.